time for all your headlines from the night in sports. As DJ and PK tell you what's trending.
Are you ready?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Yeah. Hashtag NFL.
Excited to see if he can help us out and give us a little something. And it's a player that I've known forever. You know, it was way back to his high school days, and admired him tremendously over the years. Always disappointed we didn't get him back in the day.
There's Pete Carroll talking about Adrian Peterson going to Seattle. Peterson going to the practice squad. Seattle trying to get some answers, figure something out. The offense isn't going well. They're 3-8. Terrible record in the NFC West. They thought they were a playoff team, and they look like they are a long way away from that. I doubt Adrian Peterson is the answer, but they're reaching for something at this point.
Well, I think Peterson's goal is to play for every NFL team. I think he's got three more to go.
That's the goal. Knock them all out. I need 32 jerseys with my name on the back. Thursday Night Football, Cowboys, Saints, Taysom Hill, expected to be the starter. They have struggled. He'll be the third different guy to start for the Saints this year. But if you're just around 500, and they are, that keeps you in the playoff race. And post-Drew Brees, that's what they're trying to do. Stay in a postseason and see if he can help them out against the Cowboys, who are 7-4 and leading the NFC East.
Well, if you're going to pay him, you might as well play him.
That would seem to make sense, wouldn't it? Saints got off to a great start. They were 5-2, and they'd beaten the Bucs and looked like a contender in the division. They dropped four games in a row. So Taysom was 3-1 as a starter a year ago. We'll see. He'll probably get, I would think he'd get a few games here. We'll see what he does.
When did quarterbacks become like pitchers? You assign a record to them based on if they start or not. That seems so bizarre in football.
Yeah, but that's what they get credit for, wins. Not so much stats if you don't win. But you're right. Then there's so many things that go into a game. It's like if somebody scores on special teams, like how did either quarterback figure into that?
So it just seems so stupid.
Bucks wide receiver Antonio Brown expected to miss at least two more weeks due to a sprained ankle he suffered in week 6 against the Eagles. Get him healthy. Get him back for the playoffs. They're clearly going to be in the postseason, so get him ready for the playoffs. DJ and PK.
Hashtag college football.
When you talk to Scott Woodward, he has a clear way of communicating. And it was 45 minutes, and I had an understanding of where LSU was from a commitment and how this was going to look. And so I'd say that's pretty quick.
That's Brian Kelly, his introductory press conference. There's a clear vision, PK.
Yeah, $95 million. That's pretty clear.
I had it after 45 minutes. Technically, I had it after about 4 minutes, but we'll go 45.
Come on. Let's see. It's a clear vision. We're going to win every game from now until here until eternity. And you're going to get paid $20 million if you keep them. Give me a break.
And Nick Saban won a BCS title in 2003 and Les Miles in 2007. And then Ed Orgeron won the playoff in 2019. So here's a pile of money. If you need anything, knock on the door. I'll make sure you have it. Just make sure you win it all.
Yeah, and then Coach O in 2 years became Coach Ono.
Gone. They're not into 500 seasons around there.
Well, the good thing, though, is that he has enough money to buy a cheeseburger, so it's going to be okay.
Notre Dame defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman, with mounting support from players and recruits, has emerged as the leading candidate to become the Fighting Irish. Oh, he's going to be the head coach, isn't he?
Well, anytime you can get mounting support.
Tommy Reeves, expected to stay in South Bend and not go to LSU with Kelly and continue to be Notre Dame's offensive coordinator. So they miss Kelly, but they'll keep most of the rest of the band together.
Because until last night, I had no idea who Tommy Reeves was.
Corner Canyon High School star Devin Brown, originally committed to USC. They had the coaching change. He said no go on the old verbal pledge to the Trojans, and now he's committed to Ohio State.
Which means nothing.
Time to change his mind again.
Well, he's got five times to change his mind because you can get the free transfer. Only one quarterback is going to play. They should barely even announce quarterback signings. He'll be with us for the time being.
But as soon as I announce a starting quarterback, all bets are off.
Yeah, and that's not picking on any particular kid by any stretch. It's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, there's plenty of examples across college football. If you don't win the starting job, time to move on.
Yeah, right.
College football playoffs, board of managers unable to agree on an expanded playoff format. They're going to meet again in January in Indianapolis. They meet when the playoff title game is there. So still deciding 8, 10, or 12. And are they going to have the six highest-ranked conference champs? Or will it be Power 5 conference champs are in and then the best G5? Just in case, you know, the Pac-12 or the ACC, like this year, would have a champion rated beneath a couple of G5 leagues. They want to be covered. Depending on how things play out on this championship weekend, this could be the kind of year that the Power 5 leagues would fear.
Well, it depends on how many teams. I don't think they would fear it if it's 12, though. I mean, maybe 8, but if it's 12, I absolutely think they should get in there. And the number one reason why I think they should get in there, then it encourages better games in the non-conference, and particularly if they're going to drop down to 8, I don't need to see the SEC play Akron or whomever and Mercer like these teams. And they don't only play one, they play two gimmies. And this way, if you know you're going to get in, if you win, then what's the difference if you lose one or two games like the Utes did? I realize they didn't lose to Power 5, I understand that. But for all intent and purposes, they sort of did. I want to see better games earlier in the year. And to me, if you got an automatic bid, then really
you can play better games.
That encourages better matchups earlier in the year. And it go to 12, give the 5, and then, you know, if you're ranked in the top whatever 12 or the other ones, you can throw one or two their way, and then put in the SEC teams, and away you go.
DJ and PK.
Hashtag NBA.
Anthony driving on Jeff Green. Step back. Jumper. Got it. Ties it. 99-99.
Terrence Davis doubled at midcourt. Finds Fox. Fox now accelerates in the lane. Goes to the right. Scores off the dribble. And that will seal the deal for the Kings.
Giannis down the lane. Attacks. Scores it. Up and in. It's the go-ahead bucket with 2 seconds to play. Here come the Hornets. A half-court heave at the horn. In and out. What a ball game! The Bucks will survive it!
The Bucks beat the Hornets 127-125. Giannis, 40 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, and you heard it there, the game-winning bucket with 2 seconds left. The Bucks improved to 14-8, and they are tied for second in the East with the Wizards and Bulls.
That's actually what they should have done. Should have named themselves the Buckets. That would have been awesome.
The Milwaukee Buckets.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks set a club record. Highest field goal percentage in a game in a 139-107 rout of the Pelicans. They make 2 out of 3 shots all night long. 68% from the floor when it's all said and done. A massive number, PK. Who makes that? It's just getting hot. Staying hot, from 3, around the rim, everything. 68.7%. Huge.
Amazing.
The Rockets get a rare win. They beat the Thunder 114-110. Houston risking that number one pick. And the Kings beat the Clippers 124-115.
It all comes down to the lottery at that point.
Denver Nuggets, shorthanded, fall into Orlando, 108-103. The Denver Nuggets will just be shorthanded every night for the rest of the season. That's how it's going to play out for them. A year wrecked by injuries. They're under 500, 10-11 now. Miami Heat center, Bam Adebayo, undergoing surgery to repair a torn ligament in his thumb. He's expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And the Heat and the Bulls, punished with the loss of second-round draft picks because of premature discussions into free agency. Lonzo Ball, Kyle Lowry had a 4-month investigation. They're going to lose their next available second-round pick. Why those two teams? Haven't there been a gazillion teams that talk to free agents too early?
We're stepping up enforcement now.
Well, how about you actually penalize them with something that matters?
How about a first-round draft pick?
The Jazz had three second-round picks. None of them are worth a crap a couple years back. So what? I would take you. If I get a head start and
like
I can
Kyle Lowry
convince this dude to sign,
I'll risk the second round pick.
Okay, here's my second round picks. You want in a free round of golf at the country club too? Here, I'll throw that in too.
They'll probably be able to buy back into the second round at some point, you would think.
Yeah.
There are many years we hear about that happening.
Oh, many, many, DJ. You have no idea.
I really don't. DJ and PK.
Hashtag college basketball.
59-57 with 2:45 to play. A-Mac for three. Bottom!
Oh, he did not hesitate, Jim. Did not hesitate. Caught that and set it right into the face of the defender.
Daz A-Mac gives UVU the lead. Rebound, UVU, Connor Harding. Dishes off.
Slam dunk! Tim Fuller. My goodness!
It's a three-point UVU lead with a minute 48 to play in overtime. UVU will trigger. They'll get it in to break away. Blaze Neal, he's not going to score. He's going to run out the clock.
That's classy.
UVU wins it in overtime. Final score, 72-65. Fans are rushing the court.
And they should be.
UVU has
ranked team to ever come into this place.
UVU has done it. What a finish.
UVU beats BYU in OT, 72-65. Fardaz Amak with the go-ahead three-pointer. He had 24 points, 22 boards, and 4 assists as UVU wins in overtime, 72-65. That's the first loss of the year for BYU. The 12th-ranked Cougars have been undefeated. UVU improves to 7-1. BYU ice cold at the end of regulation, PK, missing 11 in a row, 14 out of 15. A couple buckets there, and it could have been another win, but they only got one of the last 15 to go.
So you watched the game then, obviously, huh?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I'm not telling.
Oh, I know you did, because now you finally know how to pronounce the guy's name.
Well, he had 24 points.
I've only been trying to tell you for months now.
But and I had it
it's
down.
It's obvious you watched the game.
We had him on.
Fardaz Amak.
It's now you find you don't have to ask Yach how do you pronounce his name because you heard it mentioned throughout the entire broadcast.
AIMAQ.
So you watch the game. Admit it. Now I know.
Nope. I was just listening to Greg Rubel. He had a down cold.
You're lying.
And, of course, the other big story in that game is that 4 minutes in, they lost Gavin Baxter. And after the game, Mark Pope said it's a torn ACL and he is out for the season. Another injury.
Yeah, I would think he's done. It's unfortunate. The kid can't stay healthy. There's really little point at this point.
USC went on a huge run late in the first half, built up a 20-point halftime lead, and ultimately beat the Utes by 20, 93-73. USC remains undefeated in both teams. Pac-12 opener, they pick up the win, and the Utes drop to 5-2. And Brandon Carlson was hurt in the first half of that game. He didn't return. Booth Gotch went for 28, but that's a footnote in a 20-point loss.
That's really bad for Carlson because he looks like he's got some talent. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I didn't think the Utes were going to be at sea with. We can talk about injuries all you want, and I know the guy who does the write-ups for the Utes sends it over, injury depleted. Well, they could have had everybody be 100% healthy, and they still weren't going to win that game.
Utah State and St. Mary's. Aggies are 6-1. The Gales are 7-1. They play in Logan tonight. You'll listen to the game on the radio here on The Zone with Scotty G, and CBS Sports Network will have the TV broadcast at 7 o'clock. Also, Big Sky Conference action. Weber State opening up against your NAU Lumberjacks, PK. Lumberjacks are 3-4. Weber State, a perfect 6-0. Their best start since the 85-86 season.
Yeah, well, we'll see what the Lumberjacks can do. I can tell you right now that Troy Hudson is not walking through that door.
Southern Utah at Eastern Washington. Those Big Sky games start at 7 o'clock tonight. DJ and PK.
Hashtag Major League Baseball.
Well, we've had several mornings here where it was one massive free agent deal after another, but everything comes to a screeching halt because Major League Baseball locked out its players overnight. They will continue to work on a new labor contract. They made little progress, so the lockout has begun, which won't really affect anything for a couple months. Pitchers and catchers reporting. Assume that'll get pushed back. Be awesome if they just got through this in a couple weeks, but it seems like there's no chance that's happening.
Nope, never is.
No free agency now. No trades for anybody on the 40-man roster. Everything frozen, and we'll wait.
No communication between team officials and players.
Get the burner phone. What is Trending is brought to you by Shamrock Plumbing. There's no job too big or too small. Get the personal touch with Shamrock Plumbing. Call them at 801-295-1690. That's Shamrock Plumbing. All right, Joe Ingles is going to join us today, 9 o'clock. RSL interim coach Pablo Mastroeni at 8 o'clock as they get ready for the Western Conference Final in Portland Saturday night. And Lincoln Kennedy, Raider radio analyst, Pac-12 network analyst, will join us coming up in the next segment to talk Utes and Ducks in the Pac-12 title game Friday night. Lincoln Kennedy's weekly visit coming up next right here on the Zone Sports Network.